The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to One Session at a Time. It's your host, DJ Luce, and today we're going to be diving into the raw, unfiltered truth of what it's really like to grow up in therapy. No filter, just real life experiences and the journey of figuring it out, one session at a time. So I know a lot of you are probably wondering, what is therapy really like? How does it feel to be a young kid walking into a room twice a week, knowing that the whole point is to talk about your feelings? While everyone else, maybe your friends or classmates, are out playing on the playground or just enjoying their free time at home, you're spending an hour in a small room, sitting on an empty couch, and preparing yourself to be vulnerable. It doesn't always mean that it's just going to be a quick chat or a casual check-in, but it often means a long and sometimes, hopefully not, messy conversation about how you're really doing. Your thoughts, your worries, your frustrations, and maybe even the little things you might not normally share with anyone else. And as a kid, that can feel really scary, sometimes strange, and honestly, really exhausting. But believe it or not, that's where the work happens, and that's where the growth begins. So let's dive straight in. I know what a lot of you are probably thinking at this point, especially when I mention the word therapy. I'm sure a lot of you are asking yourselves, was she maybe in any way depressed as a kid? Or did I have some kind of traumatic event that explains why I went into therapy? But I wouldn't say that there was one cause to everything, because I was just a kid dealing with life, growing up like anyone else. But therapy became my outlet and a place where I felt safe and I felt heard. A place where I could talk, be myself, and not feel judged. Because let's be real, when you're a kid, or even at the old age of 21, trying to figure out what your emotions mean is not easy whatsoever, especially when we hide them. And what I think a lot of people tend to forget about, because we often hear our parents, adults, or just those around us say, oh, she's just a kid, or she's acting like a child, that our feelings don't really matter, and that the little things we struggle with and feel aren't as important as the bigger picture. But that's where this all changes. This is a space where we flip the script. It's where we're allowed to talk, feel, and reflect out loud and with no filter. Now, let's be real. How many of us actually hear people openly talk about their experiences in therapy? And I'm not talking about specific details of what they might have shared during each session, or what advice their therapist may have given them back, but just the fact that they went to therapy. Because in my experience, it's almost no one. And again, that's just my experience. Everyone is entitled to feel the way that they do and keep what they want to themselves. But that's what I found in my experience. And I want to get into the why, because it's a common theme we'll be talking about throughout the episode. And I want to preface this again by saying that although many of us may have felt these same feelings or seemed hesitant to admit that we had this outlet, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Trust me, I know what it's like to feel embarrassed. I remember being in middle school and just being embarrassed to mention to my friends that I was going to a counseling appointment during lunch. Back then, I would almost whisper it or avoid bringing it up altogether because I was so worried about what people might think. But because of that, I could never come from a place of judgment. The truth is, therapy isn't talked about nearly enough. For a lot of us, it's something we try to tuck away, almost like a secret we don't want anyone to know. I did that when I first started, and honestly, I still catch myself doing it sometimes because it's not unlikely for those small feelings of embarrassment to creep in here and there. And I think that's why so many of us were raised with this idea that vulnerability is a weakness, or that needing help somehow makes us less than. But I've come to realize it's actually the opposite. The reality is, anyone who goes to therapy or has gone to therapy is pretty darn cool. And I promise I'm saying that with zero personal bias. Going to therapy shows you care enough about yourself to heal, to grow, and to face the things most people run from. It shows that you're not afraid to do the messy, uncomfortable work of unpacking your own experiences and sometimes trauma. Because again, everyone is entitled to their own experiences. And if we're being honest, that's one of the bravest things a person can do. We live in a culture that often glamorizes strength in silence. This keep it all together and never let them see your weaknesses mentality. But real strength looks different. Real strength is raising your hand and saying, "Hey, I can't do this alone. Can someone help me?" Now, I realize what I just said probably is going to come off as maybe like a motivational speech or an attempt to appeal to your emotions. But the truth is, I'm going to keep it real with you all, because that's what this podcast is all about. Now, to give you some context, here's a bit of my own story. And although I could go on and bore you with the hundreds of sessions that I had at 10 or 15 years old, we'll get into that in later episodes. But for now, I want to talk about the ways that these experiences defined my journey up to this point. So, growing up, I always loved talking to people, which is hilarious to me because of how much of an introvert I am. In literally every situation I find myself in. I mean, you're never going to catch me being the life of the party, starting a conversation with a random person, or even think about public speaking, because it truly terrifies me. But I always had loved having deeper conversations, whether it was with family members, adults, or even kids my age. There was always something special about those one-on-one conversations. I mean, I remember growing up, and even now, I was considered the therapist friend. I was considered that one friend that everybody would go to in order to get advice from. Because I think it was an opportunity to have a more intimate and meaningful conversation. And I knew I was good at it, and I knew I enjoyed it. And I think that's a big part of why I loved therapy so much. I could speak to someone as if they were a friend, or I guess you could say an off-the-record kind of friend. These one-on-one experiences really did change me, as it taught me how beneficial these conversations could be. It made me want to help and listen to others even more. And that's why I'm in school now, chasing the dream of becoming a child therapist, so I can be there for kids the way others were there for me. Now, don't get me wrong. Therapy wasn't always easy, and I definitely didn't picture myself ending up in this field. Trust me, I wasn't always the perfect angel when it came to sitting down and talking about myself. I wasn't always patient or eager to sit there and dig into those uncomfortable feelings. Some days, being vulnerable felt like too much, and other days, I just couldn't open up no matter how much I tried. I mean, yeah, sure, I enjoy talking to people, and I'll admit, sitting on a comfy couch with all kinds of snacks at my disposal did make it a little bit better. But there were plenty of times when fear or stubbornness got in the way. And honestly, after a long day at school, sometimes you just don't feel like talking to anyone. I mean, even now, I'm exhausted at the end of the day. I mean, really think about it. After spending 8 hours at school, listening to teachers, participating in class, or navigating friendships, while also burning through all your mental, emotional, and physical energy, you're suddenly expected to walk into therapy and do it all over again. But that's just the reality of being a kid in therapy. Some sessions felt light and even fun, while others left me completely drained. But in hindsight, those ups and downs were just part of the process. Kind of like growing pains, we could think about it. They were hard in the moment, but they shaped me into someone stronger and more knowledgeable about who I am. So as I come to an end, I can be sure of one thing. Therapy was really complicated growing up. It wasn't all laughs or all tears or even just those quick moments to sit back and reflect. Because some days it was a mix of feeling everything. Of happiness, sometimes frustration, maybe even relief, or plain confusion. It meant unpacking the several layers of who I was, and for any person, let alone a kid, that's a lot to ask for. There's no doubt that therapy did provide me a safe space to feel and be unapologetically myself. But I promise you, it took so many days, months, and even years to realize that. It taught me that no matter how much I felt like my feelings weren't valid, someone was always there to listen. And it was especially when you least expected it. And it's now led me to a place where I hope to do the same, and I'm pursuing the same passion of speaking to people. But now, the other way around. Now, I'm in the seat wanting to listen to others. And that's the main reason why I started the podcast one session at a time. Because for me, it wasn't all about sharing my story or experiences in therapy, but it was about creating a space where these conversations can keep happening. A space where we can talk honestly, feel openly, and reflect without judgment. Because I promise you, I know what it's like to carry those fears around about being judged or maybe even vulnerable. Because feeling like you're the only one who's going through it is scary. But over the years, therapy taught me that opening up doesn't make you weak, and it's not a sign of weakness. It just makes you human. And I think that's worth reminding each other of, again and again. So, this podcast is my way of doing that, because I wanted to have a community, even if it's just through the microphone and you're listening on your phone, where people can feel seen and feel validated for what they're going through. And maybe you've never been to therapy, or maybe you have, or even just struggled quietly without telling everyone. This is a place where your experiences matter. Because the truth is, no one has it figured out. Trust me, I don't. And if we're being honest, maybe we're just not supposed to. So as I close out, I want to thank you for listening and for taking the time to come hang out with me here. If anything I've said resonates with you, or if you know someone who might connect with it, I'd love you to stick around and keep tuning in. My hope and goal is that together, we can keep building a safe space where vulnerability is embraced. And remember, no matter what point in your life you're in, young or old, you don't need to have everything figured out. I don't, and a lot of people don't either. Just take it step by step, moment by moment, or as I like to say, one session at a time.